This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Juggernaut.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I didn't expect this to be the size of a city.
Yep. This is the Tarisque of this book.
Yeah. It definitely reads a little bit like a cross between the Tarisque and the Bolet.
Yeah. Yep. It is a armadillo. Like sometimes when you get an armadillo,
it turns it into becomes a hop like and
that
jackass
idiot that we had. Yeah, it just makes them dumb.
Right.
Sometimes they become the size of a city and become omnivores in true senses of the word, able to extract nutrients from metal and concrete.
Right. Just going around eating tool sheds like snacks.
It is a city would eat other city only when they're babies. Like the baby eats like tool shed and Harley Davidson size things.
Mm.
The big ones can eat houses and stuff. They are huge. Like its foot, like one of its claws is the size of a person.
Yeah.
So when you look at the scale, it's just, you know, absolute unit, mm-hmm. you know?
And it really like water won't stop it because it is kind of this weirdly perfect chemical economy is the way that they describe it. If it can't breathe and can't operate aerobically, well, it just changes its chemistry and operates anaerobically. So though it can't swim, it can just walk around on a lake bed for pretty much ever.
Yeah. And this is a cool, because sometimes when you see these things, you know, the answer is just like, why would anyone suffer these things to live?
Uh-huh.
And that's a good question. And we try not to, but we are powerless to them.
Right.
Like we offer this huge bounty that apparently is very attractive for them, but they are so powerful that the bounty has very rarely been collected. Like this isn't like the Trask where they're unique.
Right.
Like there are a bunch of them around.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They are just like, oh, it's juggernaut season. They're going to roll through this region. We better get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like nobody who knows any better will go and, you know, take one of these out. Nobody will accept one of those contracts. I forget who says it in the Shadow Top, but it's like, oh yeah, you know, you're going to get a lot of money for it, but you're going to spend all of that putting yourself back together.
Yeah. Yeah. If you make it back, and the stats bear that out, like this thing is real nasty. So we talked about those different, the way that Shadowrun calculates its damage, where it's like light, medium, severe, and deadly.
Uh-huh.
So it gets nine D3. So it does deadly damage. Like this can one shot players if you don't resist very well.
Right.
And its body score is 15, which again, max human is 6.
Mm.
So hello, I'm max human and my body score is 6. So imagine, you know, 2.5 times as good as that.
Right.
They're not slow. It was crazy. They can like mm-hmm. do the sprint. They're just incredibly nasty. And thankfully, they're just in garbage parts of the country where no one would ever want to live.
AKA, like Louisiana.
AKA Louisiana. So this is a Greer problem. And then Texas and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're just an armadillo town. Because can you imagine it's like living in a town where this is at all on the menu? Like,
no.
Portland has this megaquake coming. You know, there's all these rumors about megaquake. You know, we got a mega quake sometime in the next 30 years, probably.
Right.
It's going to be a real big deal. Mm-hmm. It's very scary. Every, you know, twice a year, something pops up in our papers about the mega quake, and it's very scary. And it's like a good reason for me to get out of here.
Right.
You know, it's in definitely in that side of the like equation of like whether I should move out of state.
Mm-hmm.
This is like if they're just roaming mega quakes and there are a lot of them.
Yes.
And they can't fight them. Like they can't get collected on.
No. Yeah. Like the Shadow Talk, they mention, oh, we've used anti-tank weaponry on them. You just can't. They're kaiju.
Yeah. Slow at range. Southern regions of North America slowly spreading north.
Oh, no.
Good God. Like what do we do? You know,
we live on the run.
Yeah, I just imagine like one of these things shows up at a town, like that's it for that town.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's like Springfield. You got to move it two towns over, you know, and not north.
No.
Yeah. Good night.
What do you think happened to Ogdenville? Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.